a decade ago. I never thought I would be at 23 on the verge of spontaneous combustion. Woe is me. But I guess that it comes with a territory, an ominous landscape of never-ending calamity. I need you to hear, I need you to see, but I am at, or I can take an exploding scene, like an evident possibility.
Everybody, how are you today? I'm gonna be creepy.
I'm sad.
Welcome, listeners, to Infinite Sadness, Early Summer Laments. This is your host, The Skiz, and with me for our second outing together as a podcast. Want to introduce yourself, buddy?
The Barrister. Hello, everybody.
The Barrister, who's already said that he's sad.
I've had two beers to make up for the fact that you're still sober.
You've already had two beers.
I mean, you were home late, so we're starting a little later than expected. I was going to have one, but then I was still waiting for you.
You're incredible.
So I'm less sad than you right now, but still kind of depressed. It's a dreary day here in New York City.
It is. I was hoping to get home and go for a run, but it's still pouring here, so.
Oh, it's raining there. That's heading my way. Fantastic. Can't wait.
Yep, it will be. It's just a sad day all around. This is a perfect day to do this.
I think that's right. I'm pretty tired. I got home late. Apologist and I went to the Red Bull game last night, so I'm
kind of,
I'm dragging a little bit.
That was a tie, correct?
Yeah, it was. Kenny Cooper scored his 11th of the year, so that was fun times. It was a nice goal. And Thierry Henry got called for offsides about 8 times.
That's sad.
It was very sad. I mean, at a certain point, he just looked like he wanted to fight someone. It was his first game back. He was kind of amped up. The opposing goalkeeper was taking a really long time for goal kicks and punts and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And so at a certain point, Henry itching to get a goal in his first game back, just starts antagonizing the keeper like the entire game.
I like that though. Like,
he would run.
That's soccer that I can get behind right there.
Sure. I mean, he would run. He would grab the ball. He would give it to the goalie every time. He would stand in the goalie's face and wave his hands like Sean Avery. But somehow, when you're a French, like aging, you know, top 5 striker in the world, you can get away with things like that.
Is it the French part? Does that help?
If you ask Yachtsman, it does, but
he does get away with a lot, doesn't he?
In any event, there are sad things to talk about tonight.
Yeah. Besides the shitty, well, I'm sober, which I'm going to get into more. So I guess we'll get to it right now. Which shouldn't be a sad thing, but I'm coming up on one whole month sober.
This is true. I mean, it's not sad at all, other than the fact that we're hanging out a lot less.
We have been hanging out a lot less. We're doing this via Skype because I can't be tempted. But it wasn't for – which I guess we've mentioned it in some of the podcasts and on the blog, but I never really said why I did it. It was never I'm an alcoholic with a problem. I mean, I had a problem. We all have problems. But it was just I wonder if I can do this. I wonder if I can just not booze for a month like May when you want to drink more because the weather's so nice. And coming up, I did it. I got tomorrow's the last day. Well, so
congratulations.
Thank you. So actually I'll be happier then. But but hockey playoffs, they've been entertaining. But last time we talked, we were both saying that we were sad because it was hard to enjoy the playoffs with the Sabres out. And we both have said now that we're both getting into the playoffs much more. The games have been good. But there's still that sadness because of the two teams left in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult because, first of all, the Devils winning last night and pushing the series to 3-2, that makes me happy to a certain extent. So let's just get that out of the way.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I'd prefer them to win over the Rangers, especially after, I mean, the Rangers have a goalie who they like to sort of proclaim as the best in the East, as Vezina quality. You know.
Well, he probably is.
Oh, he is, but he's just, I mean, they're just, the fan base is just so asinine about it, without like conceding, you know, that Ryan Miller, yeah, for instance, is good from time to time and whatnot.
Yeah, he's no, he Lundqvist's career is nowhere near a career of like Brodeur or Awah, but
he just hasn't done anything yet.
But so people argue with you around here that he's already in that level, and sure, it's in, so I understand that. I understand. It's weird,
but in any event, that's tangential. But I mean, I'd prefer the Devils to proceed. The other thing I was going to say about the Rangers is that, you know, losing out on the Brad Richards sweepstakes last summer, and watching a Sabres team sort of cycle through what that means for a team not having a number one center, you know, it's nice to think that the Rangers might not go to the Cup and win it, I think, against LA. So, but, you know, being around people who now are sort of playing to be hockey fans it's a weird thing. This is not a hockey town, and suddenly everyone is really into it, and X, Y, and Z.
Let me say, though, the whole thing about it not being a hockey town, though, and because I see people on Twitter and social media and everywhere kind of saying that, like, the only reason it's not a hockey town, there are a lot of hockey fans here. Like, I really have gotten to know a lot of different people that are big Devils, Ranger, and Islander fans. The only reason it's not a hockey town, though, is because it also has all the other big sports. You know what I mean? Like, if you look at all the big markets, none of them are hockey towns. LA is not a hockey town. Chicago is not a hockey town. Boston is not a hockey town. Like, not anymore. Maybe it used to be. It is not a hockey town anymore. All of these teams who have all the other sports in their cities, they come last always in every single one of these major cities.
Sure.
Like, the only markets where hockey is high are either A, if they don't have anything else, or B, they're Canadian. Otherwise, I mean, because there's always been the argument that Buffalo is a hockey town. Well, you know what? As you saw how the Bills performed in the beginning of last year, I think more people care about the Bills in Buffalo. I mean, personally, I don't. But really, when it comes down to it, like, you know, football. If Buffalo got a baseball team and a basketball team, I still think it'd be a hockey town because it's been there so long. But you get the point I'm making.
No, I do. Yeah. I do. I think it's particularly annoying in New York, though, because New York sports fans are often unwilling to concede sort of bandwagonism, or you know, there are lots of bandwagon fans in New York, and I think that's just what a New York sports fan is to a certain extent, because you know, you're waiting for your sports teams to get good, and if they're not, there's 100 other things to keep you occupied, you know, in your free time. So you don't necessarily need to, you know, devote yourself to sport, because there's a lot of different stuff going on. And chances are you work at a job where you're working 10-hour days anyway, because it's New York City. So,
right.
You know, but then those same people, you know, April, May rolls around and their team gets hot, and their least popular team gets hot. And not only is there sort of this surge of bandwagon fans, but there's a surge of bandwagon fans who want to tell you and convince you that they're diehards. They like to play the part of a diehard,
right?
You know, and sure, maybe they're a diehard New York fan. You know, they definitely have sports credentials, but not hockey credentials. These are not people that were paying attention to hockey at all this season until the postseason. And
barely.
I'm sure there's definitely a New York Rangers fan base that is all in all year, without a doubt.
I would say a large number. I mean, it's a huge city, so I would say a large number of people. But you're right. I completely agree with you. It's frustrating to see that. But also, one thing I will mention, I went out for several of the early round playoff games, and you know, the Rangers were taking precedence over the Knicks, which I always thought was interesting. Three separate bars I went to while the Knicks and Rangers – or sorry – two separate bars. I went to two separate bars while the Rangers were playing at the same time as the Knicks, and both bars had on the Rangers with sound, which I completely caught me off guard. And I guess it comes down to the fact that the Rangers were the number one seed, and I think that's one of the reasons why there's so much of this bandwagoning happening, because it's like, not only are the Rangers in the playoff, they're not an 8 seed, they're not a 7 seed, they're number one, and they're the favorites to win.
No, absolutely. So at this point,
everyone's on board now, and it's annoying.
Yeah, at this point, that's, and I think another part of the frustration is that I think there's a lot of that same mentality that I was just talking about, sort of popping up in local New York sports media, and
right.
media outlets that have chosen not to cover hockey at all are suddenly talking about it, and you know, ESPN is a prime example, but they're close to New York, and there's a lot of people who grew up in New York and in the New York sports atmosphere, and maybe they are Ranger fans, but they don't talk about it on air. No. They don't actually cover hockey. So
they mention it like very, very briefly.
Yeah, hearing, you know, Mike and Mike cover
the
Rangers is completely infuriating.
I don't know who those guys are. I have stricken them from my mind.
That's fair. I wish I were as strong as you. That makes me sad.
How can you listen to them? They're like bad morning disc jockeys in the middle of Des Moines. Like that's how untalented the two of them are. They are so untalented. And oh my god, I'll rage storm over how they make me sad. They don't make me sad. They make me angry how terrible they are.
Yeah.
Like it. I mean, even at least a guy who I hate, like Colin Cowherd, at least, like, he's an asshole to be an asshole, but at least, like, if he wanted to be, he could be knowledgeable. Those two are just both, they're just a fucking joke of analysts, so.
Yeah, sorry, well, that's media for you.
Well,
speaking of media.
Well, real quick before that, though, I was going to mention, though, the saddest thing about the whole playoffs, though, uh-oh, is that where I live in Hoboken, New Jersey, it's a very big bar town. I passed 8 bars on my walk home from the PATH train to my apartment. And as you know, it's not like I live that far away. It's a 6-minute walk, but there are 8 bars on that walk home. So not only is it hard coming home during happy hour and not drinking and not even going in to have a drink, but coming home a little later now and with the games on and all of these bars packed with people drinking and having a good time and cheering and me not being able to be a part of that, not because of the not drinking, but because of the Sabres not being the playoffs.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
It's a bummer. It's a bummer to see everyone like enjoying their hockey team still. And I'm enjoying the playoffs, but it's just not the same, and it just kind of sucks.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to LA pulling off a surprise victory over whoever gets to the cup finals. So
that'd be great.
I mean, yeah, they have the same sort of gripes out there, I'm sure, as far as bandwagon fans, but those are bandwagon fans 3,000 miles away, so they don't bother me.
I feel bad for the Kings fans that are diehard Kings fans.
Oh yeah, like Will Wheaton.
Yeah. Oh, I love Will Wheaton. Will Wheaton is the man.
Dude, he tweets about the Kings in like September, like during preseason.
He's huge.
He's as big of a hockey fan as there is.
Well, I heard him on a podcast a while back talking about their AHL franchise. Like he's a legit fan. I have complete respect for Mr. Wheaton. Besides being an awesome, cool nerd, he's also a huge LA Kings fan. So good on him.
Correct.
But as you were talking about, I know what you were going to allude to with the media, but I think we should take
my early segue attempt.
Yeah, it was a great segue attempt, and I just ruined it. I shit all over it.
It's okay.
But let's hold it though. Let's hold it for our next.
Why don't we do a little break first? We got a little Ben Folds up on deck.
What song is it?
We're going One Angry Dwarf and 200 Angry Faces.
Solemn Faces.
Solemn Faces, not angry. There's Angry Dwarf and Solemn Faces.
Yeah.
It's very confusing.
Which we'll talk about who's the Angry Dwarf. It's the Deej. The Deej is the Angry Dwarf.
I am super angry today, but that in a moment. Don't give me that bullshit. You know who I am. I'm your nightmare little man. Think you stole my lunch money, made me cry. Shame, remember second grade. Said you couldn't stand.
Faces are you. If you really want to see me, check the papers and the TV. I should open with that.
Good enough to fuck your mother.
Movie, can you name it?
I cannot.
Super Troopers, come
Super
on.
Super Troopers.
Come on. Welcome back to our second segment here of Infinite Sadness, Early Summer Laments. And we were talking just before the break about the media and the one angry dwarf out of 200 solemn faces. And we are currently the angry dwarf.
Usually it's Mike Harrington, but today it's us.
He's an angry twat. We're not really angry, actually. I'm not angry. I'm not angry at all. Not even remotely. But we're going to talk about what's coming up in June.
Well, the summer solstice.
The summer solstice, absolutely. Yeah. Which we all get together and hold hands and have a good time.
That's in June. Let's see. I mean, there's other things in June. I don't know what you're speaking of specifically.
Well, then I have no idea what we're talking about.
Oh, okay, great. So, no, but there's that new Blogger Summit.
Another 3.0. Saber's Blogger Summit. The next one is coming. And who was left off of the list?
Well, I think they must have lost our email address.
I don't know. I've tweeted at them a couple times with some funny jokes and no one's
I know. Back. You did the one yesterday about us being invited to the Stud Summit, and I figured that would at least elicit some sort of response from one of their PR guys.
They're just pretending like we don't exist right now.
Yeah, it was funny because Joe did sort of a similar thing, and he actually got a tweet like 15 minutes later from Buffalo Sabres being like, "Oh no, Joe, like we love you. You're definitely invited."
No tweets to us.
No. They just casual. Maybe we're blocked at this point. I mean, that could be very.
Could be. Well, let me go into my little rant then. Is that can I have the floor for a moment?
I yield the floor to the representative from Hoboken.
Feel free to jump in whenever you want. But so we didn't get invited to the Blogger Summit, which if Yvonne was Boat Shoes / Yachtsman, whatever, was here right now, he'd be like, why are we even talking about it? Which is a good point to make. The first Blogger Summit when we happened, we were all like, wow, that's such a cool fucking idea. Was it last summer?
Yeah, it was last summer around the time that I think Andy Boron was on.
Yeah.
Talking about it then?
Yeah, he was right when he was on the podcast, and it was great. I think Joe came on and talked about it. We thought it was fantastic. Joe didn't get invited to that first one, and so we all got together in the city, all of the Deej, Megan, and Joe, and we all went out and got drunk and talked about sports like we normally do. We didn't have the ability to roadcast yet, so now this year we would be able to. But we never had any animosity whatsoever. It was like, are you kidding? I mean, everyone knows what Dear God Why Sports is. Like, we're idiots. We make dick jokes. We say bad things. We make, you know, inappropriate comments. It's fine. No issue. Then, amazingly, when they did the suggestion box, if you will, they didn't call it a Blogger Summit, the Saber suggestion box, we amazingly got invited. Like, I literally called all you guys and said, you're not going to believe this. I just checked our site email, and the Saber actually invited us. And literally, Boat Shoes was cackling hysterically. He's like, do they know what they have done? And so Boat Shoes, Yachtsman, actually made the trip out to Buffalo. Actually ended up hanging out with Phil a little bit from Black and Blue and Gold. And went to be there and asked some questions. And it got canceled. I think Ted Black had a death in the family or something, or an emergency, and they canceled it while Yvonne was home. And they Sabres, credit to them, handled it amazingly. They gave him free, awesome seats to the Sabres game that weekend. And I think him and Phil went and enjoyed it. And so we're like, oh, awesome, cool. And then they invited us to the replacement one. Unfortunately, none of us can make it to the replacement forum or whatever they called it, because it was in the middle of the week and we all have jobs. So, and we live in New York City. So it became really hard, but I had some really nice email exchange with the guys and girls from the Sabres, and it was cool. And we were just like, hey, thanks. I even said in one of the emails, hey, thanks for inviting us. I never thought that you guys would invite us. We're more of like a comedy, you know, satire than anything that's legit, like some of these other sites, but whatever, we got invited. So this one though, we have not. We are now back on the blacklist, the TED blacklist, if you will, and we have not been invited to this one, which should come as no surprise, honestly.
No, the surprise was getting invited to the second one.
Exactly, exactly. But there was a little part of me that was like, oh, cool, maybe from now on we'll get invited to some of these. This is great. Then sure. I thought, you know, next year I'm going to go home and see if I can get in the press box once or twice. I mean, we're legit idiots, but fuck, if I can do that, I'm going to try it.
Yeah, why
so,
not?
Yeah, exactly. But then, like, that's the one part that does bother me is now I'm kind of making these jokes, and I'm not being mean at all. I'm not calling people out, and I will never ever say our blog is better than anyone else's, because that's just dumb, and it's a dumb argument to even come up. And whatever, we're different from most of the sites, anyways. But I'm like kind of sending these tweets like, making jokes, and no one's saying anything back. And I'm like, come on, just jump in and just say, sorry guys, you can't, you know, we decided that you guys aren't good for this or whatever. I mean, I guess I understand why they're not. But anyways, my main point being, I am fully accepting blame for the Deej not getting invited this time around. I'm putting the blame on my shoulders.
I can accept that.
Mm-hmm. Do you understand why?
I mean, I'm only guessing that it's because you have started Twitter wars with any number of different people, many of them relatively, you know, offensive. Moderately ranked in the Buffalo media and new media scene.
Yeah.
So I met, you know, maybe they're just trying to keep the Mike Harringtons of the world happy that his arch nemesis is not being placed in positions of supposed power.
I'm not his arch nemesis. That actually just makes me sad.
Well, that's what I'm here for.
But no, I think it has part of it. In the past few months, I have stopped. I took the filter, the little filter button on the back of my neck that like makes me think twice about tweeting, and I took it off. Finally just went, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to say whatever the fuck I want whenever I want. And I've been doing that. And some of it's really offensive.
Did that require some kind of surgery or something? Like, was that an inpatient or an outpatient sort of filter removal?
In and out in a few hours.
Really? So it's like wisdom teeth.
Yeah, real nice guy.
That's not bad.
The van was very clean.
Oh, never mind. I was going to make a Dr. Z joke, but people in Buffalo don't necessarily know who Dr. Z and his skin technology is. He's all over New York City subway, so.
If you listen to this, just Google Dr. Z skin treatment, New York, and have yourself a field day of comedy.
That guy's tremendous. It's the funniest guy because his before and after photos, they don't even try and be the same people. They don't even try and like have it look, it's just like, oh, white brunette.
Or they look worse.
Oh,
they
white work. Brunette.
Yeah.
Not the same.
Yeah.
It's like you're not the same person. You just look sort of the same.
It's like in before, like, there's a black guy, and the after, he's Asian.
It's just like, man, that's some skin treatment.
That's amazing. I wanna be Asian next month. I'm gonna go get Dr. Z and see if I wanna mix that up.
Oh, man.
So, anyways, I think I took the filter off, and I think I've said some really inappropriate stuff. Which, by the way, I'll take this moment to say, because I mean, there's a lot of people who follow me on Twitter who don't listen to these, so I can just say 98% of what I'm tweeting is fucking complete bullshit. I'm just fucking around with people because it's funny and it's fun to see people react and become negative. I occasionally have legit rage storms, and sometimes I actually have some really good conversations on Twitter.
Sure.
Most of my really good conversations happen off of Twitter. I've had some really good email exchange and DMs with people, like back when, you know, Corey Griswold was online. We didn't always see eye to eye, but a couple times we DM'd each other to straighten some things out. And Alex, Kimberly Volga, we've had some awesome email chains about some stuff that just, you know, outside of Twitter. Twitter's my time to fuck around with people. But unfortunately, I don't know. I feel like maybe that's one of the reasons we didn't get invited potentially, because, you know, that could be it. Also, in the last 6 months, we've become, compared to last year, or last time we got invited, we have really branched out more than just the Sabres and the Bills. I mean, it used to be Sabres, Bills, occasionally a couple other little things. And now we're really all over the spectrum. So that could also have something.
Well, you can't fucking get me to touch Sabres news right now. Oh, fuck yourself. Like,
no,
Yeah, and like, who among us wants to fucking talk about this fucking shit squad and their shit offseason with their shit GM and their shit fucking coach? Fuck you.
And, like, as soon as Alex Solzer signed, and, like, listen.
Don't care.
Who are listening, I love you. But, like, and I know I'm, but, and everyone was like, oh, I got to write a post about this because it's all there was. But I was like, I can't go on my blog and write something about Alex Solzer signing. Because we don't, not that we do news stuff that much anymore anyways, but it's more commentary. But, like, I just don't care.
Yeah,
and
we don't have a comment about that.
No, I'd rather make fake profiles for undrafted Bills free agents because it makes me giggle. Like
And there's actual sports going on right now. So if they're looking for us to be, I mean, if that's a reason, then it's a stupid reason because, I mean, we stopped writing about them when they stopped playing.
Yeah,
you know, like we did wrap ups, we did cathartic. You know, I talked about the Sabres enough for a few months. You know, when I did that. Making my way through the Swamp of Sadness post.
That was it.
Yes. I don't want to touch it until late August, September.
Yeah, we are who they thought we were.
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested in watching sports and talking about the sports I watch, not talking about deals, not talking about free agency that hasn't started yet, not, you know, and who knows. Unless it's making fun of Ilyano, it's not something I'm interested in these days.
Exactly. But here's the thing. The high comedy, because I looked at the date. I think it's June 11th. There was an outside shot that I could have probably gone home for it. I would have had to fly out late that night right afterwards to get back for work on Tuesday. But there was an outside chance that I would have made it. And I promise you, highlight of the summer would have been my questions.
Just, highlight of the summer. Yeah,
and I mean, not inappropriate. Not being inappropriate. Legit questions. But it's so dry. Like the and again, I'm not trying to be mean to people, but because it's like it's our chance as bloggers to go in and feel like part of the media. So I understand that, but like I don't know, if I went, I'm gonna have a good time. I'm gonna have fun. I'm gonna call Ted Black Teddy. I'm gonna talk about T-Pegs. I'm gonna make fun of Ilyano openly, and I'm gonna be respectful, but I'm gonna have a good time. It would have been, and my outfit would have been amazing.
Also. You would have only seemed disrespectful to the people that, in I think what is an unreasonable way, cherish all those things you talked about to like godlike status, like exactly. People that will defend Ilyano, people that will defend Ted Black, like not even from criticism, just from like poking fun at. And poking fun at the way that we poke fun at each other and ourselves. So
yeah,
you got to be fun with these sorts of things.
You can't take life too seriously.
It's an event. Like they serve beer. That's just the beginning of the end. So,
yeah.
Well, anyway, I mean, the good news is it would have been, I think, a little too close to the end of your sobriety streak. So I wonder if you would have still been on that same sort of bender that I expect in the next week and a half.
It's gonna be intense. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be fun. Yeah, but so what we can Miles take this time to announce then that we are definitely going to plan on having our second annual New York City Sabre Summit.
We will.
I have some things planned. I'm not going to reveal them yet. We'll reveal some of those next week on episode 30 of the Craptastic Cast. But I'm gonna put a little something together, and we're gonna this year, instead of just saying we're all hanging out and tweeting about it, we're gonna do some recording. Gonna hopefully have a couple special guests, and maybe even have on a celebrity.
So I like celebrities.
Maybe a famous Sabre celebrity might be joining us. We'll see.
Is it the Octomom? I hear she's still around.
Is she a Sabres fan?
Oh, we were talking about Sabres.
I said a famous Sabres celebrity.
Oh, okay. I didn't listen to that. Sometimes I tune you out.
Understandable. I tune me out.
Are we doing bad on time? Can we not even talk about the NBA like we were talking?
We're pretty much over on our time. But I mean, real quickly, I'm sad that LeBron is winning again.
I mean, it's not going to last. So that makes me happy. I don't see them touching Oklahoma City, so I'm not going to get too sad about it. But I really was hoping that the Pacers would be able to pull this out, and maybe they still will. But are they playing tonight? Yes.
Yes, they are. I'm going to be flipping that on pretty soon once I figure out what I'm going to do for dinner.
Yeah,
I'm going to
watch the Mets.
That makes me sad.
Well, they're still actually okay, but they're not playing great lately. But they just got out of the Pittsburgh series by the skin of their teeth, so I'll take it. Ari Dickey is now 6-1.
He's awesome. I love him. I love R.A. Dickey.
He's awesome. I've decided that my Buffalo Bisons jersey is, when I do get it customized to put a player on the back, it is going to be Dickey.
You got to get on that, buddy.
I do have to get... I don't really know good places around here. I've heard there's a place near MSG that will do it, but I just want to make sure that I'm not wasting my money.
Oh, yeah. That's Hot Carl's.
Is that the place? Is that what it's called?
I
was about to say, because like in New York City, that wouldn't be the most unheard of thing to have some like gross sexual act be, you know, just memorialized in the name of some sort of random store.
That's just what a guy that you asked a guy in Penn Station. Hey, buddy, bro, you gotta go to the Hot Carl's, man. He'll take care of the jersey for you. Yeah, tell him little Stevie sent you, and he'll take care of you.
That's hilarious.
Hot Carl's, man.
I would love that if there were Hot Carl's like in every neighborhood, just like Grace Papaya. change the name of Grace Papaya to Hot Carl's. I mean, that's basically what I think of when I eat there. But
it's kind of like Hot Carl.
All right, now we're just rambling on. But
All right, well, let's do a little promoting. DGWU Sports. Follow us on Twitter. I'm at the Skiz. You are at They Call Me Dubs.
I am.
Go download our other podcasts if you haven't. Go check out the Craptasticast. That's our flagship show. If this is the first time you're listening to any of our podcasts, you can get on iTunes. Subscribe to us. It makes us happy. What else? Oh, episode 30 recording next week with our surprise, a little bit of a surprise guest.
Yes, we will.
A returnee.
So be sure to listen to that. And my wife is just home, so now is the perfect time hang up. But
let's go out with some.
Yeah, we're gonna go out with some Biggie. So enjoy that, listeners.
Suicidal thoughts.
That's all I got lately.
But seriously, bloggers, have a good time at the next summit. You guys will kill it as always. Black Timbs and black hoodies oughta probably have me on some real strict shit. No sleeping all day, no getting my dick licked. Hanging with the goody goodies, lounging in paradise. Fuck that shit. I wanna tote guns and shoot dice. All my life I've been considered as the worst. Lying to my mother, even stealing out a purse. Crime after crime, from drugs to extortion. I know my mother wish she got a fucking abortion. She don't even love me like she did when I was younger. Sucking on her chest just to stop my fucking hunger. I wonder if I died, would tears come to her eyes? Forgive me for my disrespect, forgive me for my lies. My baby mother's 8 months, her little sister's 2. Who's to blame for both of them? I swear to God, I wanna just slip my wrist and end this bullshit. Throw the magnum to my head, threaten to pull shit. And squeeze until the bed's completely red. I'm glad I'm dead, a worthless fucking Buddha head. The stress is building up, I can't believe suicide's on my fucking mind. I wanna leave, I swear to God, I feel like death is fucking calling me.